come alive, come alive in my body. Dream, come alive.
Hey there, this is Molly from Clean Food Dirty Girl, and you are listening to episode 21 of the Clean Food Dirty Girl podcast. Hello, so glad you're tuning in to hear my voice in your ear hole, wherever you may be. All right, so I'm going to talk today about the new thing that we just launched, which is Plant Fueled Life. But I'm not going to talk about this in a way that I'm going to try to sell you on it and try to get you to sign up for it. I mean, I think you should sign up for it because it's amazing if you're trying to eat more plants. But I'm not going to talk about how wonderful it is and sell you on all the amazing results you'll get if you join. I'm going to talk to you instead about our launch of Plant Fueled Life and how that went down, because it was in fact pretty bumpy. And so I want to talk about that and talk about how I sort of navigated that whole situation and just give you some details. So when we launched, this is something we had been working on since August 2021, and we launched on February 11th, 2022. So me and our whole team have been working on this very full time for a lot, many months since last year, since last August. And when we launched, we knew that things weren't perfect, right? So what Plant Fueled Life is, if you are new to this, this is our monthly membership. And what we created was this really amazing portal that houses all of our plant-based meal plans, all of our whole food plant-based meal plans and whole food plant-based recipes that our team creates and develops. And the interesting thing, I mean, so we've had a membership since 2016, and for a long time, it was, you know, we had subscribers that would subscribe to get specifically our meal plans and recipes, and we would come out with a new meal plan every week and new recipes every week. And that worked well for a long time. In the beginning, it started out as a PDF that I would email people, and everything was written out, and there wasn't much more you could do with it except for cook what was on the page, which was awesome. But I had a bigger vision for this, and I wanted people to be able to change portions and have a grocery list generated for them and just have it be more user-friendly and more flexible. And so that's what we've had going for a long time. And then when I was going through Life Coach certification, I was doing a lot of work on myself. And I mentioned this in our launch party, which, by the way, I will add to the show notes so you can go watch our launch party. It's a lot of fun. And I kind of tell the story of, like, I was doing all of this work on myself and really having fun with this idea that I can expand, that my capacity for growth and knowledge and providing value and, you know, success and all of this and acceptance and vulnerability, like, I can expand my container as a human to hold more of that. And I do that through growth, right? I do that through oftentimes getting uncomfortable. And so I was really, as I was going through Life Coach certification, I was learning a lot of tools and techniques. And one reason why I wanted to go to get certified as Life Coach through this particular school was, and it's the Life Coach School for anybody who's curious, with Brooke Castillo. And one of the things that I wanted to really be able to do is coach myself and also somehow apply what I've learned and the tools that have helped me so much, apply this to our community. And really, I wanted to be able to incorporate this into our membership. And so I was thinking about myself kind of expanding my capacity for growth. And then it hit me one day, like, okay, well, I can also expand the capacity of our business. I can expand the capacity of our membership to add more of a value, to hold more value, to offer more value to our members. And so I just started playing around with that idea and really got inspired, and then talked to the team and then decided, okay, we're going to do something new. We're going to, of course, keep the meal plans and keep the recipes and have that be the main thing. But I want to add to our membership as to what we offer. And I want to make it easier for people. And I want people to be able to create their own meal plans from our amazing recipes. And I want to be able to provide more like videos and content for people who need a little bit more need a little bit of a boost before they're at the point where they can dive into cook meal plans and cook recipes. So I had this idea to sort of expand what we offer to help more people and to be able to increase how we're helping our current people. So that was the idea, and we got to work, and it was a really, really fun and challenging project. We have an amazing developer on our team, and so he's always amazing to work with, and he was subscribed to the meal plans long before he started working with us, so that was really cool. And he did our previous classroom as well, and so we got to work with him again, which is always great to work with him. And then our whole team, we were all very challenged. This was a challenging project for everybody and a lot of fun. And we were really proud of what we put out. And we knew, because basically we created software for whole food plant-based people. This is like the ultimate whole food plant-based experience. And we knew when we put it out that it wasn't perfect. And there were some things, it was different. A lot of it was a big change from what we were previously offering, and the look was different, the layout, we restructured how the recipes are laid out. So there were a lot of changes, and we knew that going into it. And we knew at launch there were things that we just didn't have time to add yet, and there were still some tweaks we were working on, but we were confident enough to launch it, to get it out there, and to have people start playing around with it and using it. Now, I did anticipate some pushback, and I did anticipate a bit of a bumpy road, because there's no launch is perfect. But I didn't anticipate quite the response we had. So let me explain. A lot of people were very happy. A lot of people were stoked about the changes and were amazed that they could now pick and choose their own recipes and make their own meal plan. And they were amazed at just the increased functionality and all of the video trainings and all of the resources that we've added. I also added a group coaching, a proper group coaching portion of the membership. And so there were a lot of people who were stoked, right? But there were a lot of people also who were not stoked. And there were a couple issues that we had, and I anticipated some disappointment around them, but I did not anticipate the amount of disappointment around them. And if I could do it over again, I would have changed a few things for sure, and did a few things differently. In hindsight, right? That's always looking back, it's easier. But on launch day, it was a really big day for us, because we were so excited and this new thing. And then we got a lot of love, a lot of really positive feedback. And then during the course of that day of launch, when people started getting in there, and one of the things that we really learned is that people really, really want to download our recipes and our meal plans to cook from, and for various reasons. And it's totally legit. But we, because of the new structure of the recipes, we couldn't really offer a nice formatted way to present our recipes in a PDF, but we could offer a print option to print recipes. And the printing had some issues too. We needed to like stylize some of the printing. So there was like one recipe somebody printed and it was like 40 pages or something. And so we definitely knew that, okay, we need to get the printing better and get it more condensed and make the font a little bit smaller, and all that stuff we can do. But the downloading to PDFs, that was a a really, really big issue. And there were some other issues as well. And the people were passionate. People were passionate about this. So it seemed like there was a clear divide. Either people loved it, or people really did not love it. And we heard from both. And so going into this, it's, you know, what we did is we kind of came together as a team. We looked at all of the feedback. We dove into the comments. We looked at all the emails, and we decided, okay, how can we fix this? How can we make updates? How can we address this stuff? And we acted really quickly, and we pivoted, and we made some tweaks, and we kept in really close contact with our community and our members while this was happening. And we managed to come up with some solutions and to address concerns, and it all happened pretty swiftly. And of course, we're still working on improvements, and it's always going to be a work in progress, but we have definitely addressed most of the issues. I would say, like, the big issues we've addressed and created a solution for. And so one of the comments and some of the feedback that we got back after this, after we had sort of gone through this and made this tweak or made all of these changes, were like how well we handled it and how open we were to the feedback, and sometimes the very not very kind feedback either, I will say, and how we just sort of dove in and got to work. And so I saw that feedback coming up a lot, and so I wanted to talk about that, and I wanted to talk about sort of my experience with that and how I personally, right, got through this in a way that was pretty okay. Because I think when you're working on something new, or you put a lot of energy into something, and maybe it's your own business, or maybe it's a project you're working on for work, or maybe it's something you're working on for your family, or like whatever it may be. If you put a lot of love into it, and you put a lot of time into it and focus, and if it's something you're really proud of, when you put it out to the world, of course, there's always the risk of people not liking it. And that keeps people that keeps people from doing these things a lot of times, because of that sort of that risk of rejection, or that risk of, you know, disappointing somebody. But the other thing is that it can really sting if you put something out and it doesn't have the sort of reception that you were expecting or that you had hoped for. And so I want to explain to you how I was able to do that in a way where I was fine. It wasn't that big of a deal for me personally. And I was only able to reach this point and to really be conscious of my process because I am a life coach, and because of all of the skills and the tools that I have used in my coaching on clients and also on myself. And so that's what I want to share with you today. And just, I wanted to give you a little backstory of that whole thing, so that there's context for this. And if I'm being really honest, one of the reasons why we made these changes as well is we knew that something had to give, because for the past about year and a half, I would say that our membership was declining. And so a lot of people were canceling more than people were joining. And so we knew that, okay, I knew that something needed to change as well. Like, and that was in the back of my mind. And it wasn't like so many people were canceling that we were just going to have to stop doing this and you know, let go of our employees and close up shop. It wasn't like that. I would never let that happen. I would always figure something out and figure out a way to add value and to keep our team and to keep doing what we're doing. But the, you know, if we looked at our metrics, we could see that our membership numbers had been going down pretty steadily for about a year and a half. And so that was another one of our motivating factors and my motivating factors to do this. And I really looked at this and I thought, okay, well, right now it's pretty limited in what we can do and what, how we can help people and what we can offer. Granted, there's, you know, hundreds of meal plans and thousands of recipes. Yes. But how can we add more value? Because if you want to, you know, if you want to increase members or create more revenue in any capacity, really, you just have to generate more value. You have to create more value to generate that. And so that was one of the motivating factors behind it. Was, let's see if we can add more value so that more people will join, right? And also, we haven't really done any advertising in the whole history of Clean Food Dirty Girl. And so we thought, okay, we could keep things the same and carry on how we're doing it and invest in advertising. Or we can kind of put this money that we would be putting into advertising into developing this new portal and this new membership. And so for me, that option really was like, yep, that's what I would really like to do. And the cool thing is that we are self-funded. We've never taken a loan. We've always, whatever money that we make in our business after paying our employees and paying ourselves, we put back into the business. And so, you know, and we've done that from the time we started until the time we started making money in 2016. So I thought, well, let's invest in developing this new membership. And then later we can invest in advertising and getting new people. Right. So that was kind of the plan. And okay, so that's what we did. Now you're all caught up to present moment, February 11th. We're ready to launch. We're nervous to launch. We know it's not perfect, but we're really proud of it. We're really excited. And we can see the added value. We can see that what we've done is far superior than what we had. And so launch day comes, I do the launch, woohoo, everything's great. We have almost 500 people on our call, or over 500 people, sorry, almost 600 people on our launch call, and people are stoked and excited and the energy is really high. And then as people kind of get into the new portal, all of our members get into the new portal and look around, all of a sudden we start getting feedback. And people are, like I said, there were a lot of people who were very excited and very happy and like, this is exactly kind of the features that they wanted. And then there are people who were really disappointed and really, really voiced that strongly. And I will say too, the changes that we made, we did really listen to our community about, and we did like take all of the requests that we had gotten over the years, and we wanted to add in all of that functionality when we released our new portal. And so a lot of this stuff people were stoked about because it's stuff that they had been requesting for a long time. So that was an amazing thing. And then there were some things that just didn't look the same and didn't work quite the way that they did before. And that was hard for people. That was really challenging for some people. And so here's how I was able to be really open to this and open up my heart to all of this and really look at it and really just take this head on and dive in and become very solution minded and work with our team and tweak and adjust and kind of pivot. So the first thing, and because I'm a coach, this is good. This might be a little bit coachy, but I think it'll really help anybody who's in a similar situation. So the first thing that I know through coaching is that my circumstance, right? We did the best we could. We gave it our all and we released it. At that point, it's out of our hands. Like, of course, we can make tweaks and adjustments, but at that moment when I release it to the world, it's out of my hands. And everybody's response to that now becomes my circumstance. And I know that a circumstance is something that I don't have control over in the moment. I can't change it right now. That is my circumstance. And so when I look at any circumstances in my life, these are things outside of myself. When I look at my circumstances, I get to decide. okay, how do I want to think about this? So what most people do is there's a circumstance, and this is what I used to do too before I learned this, but something would happen outside of myself. People would have an opinion, or they would say something, or I don't know, somebody would pull me off in traffic. That's my circumstance. And I would just react. I would just react to that circumstance without even thinking about it, without even pausing, without even knowing that I had a choice of how I wanted to think about it, how I wanted to respond, how I wanted to act. So now I know that I always have a choice, and I want to show up in a way that's on purpose. And so when I started seeing the feedback coming in, the positive feedback was amazing, right? And the negative feedback I'm not going to say amazing, but that was just information, right? That was information. Just like the positive feedback was information. I know not to take the positive feedback personally, and I also know not to take the negative feedback personally. So when I started to see this response and this feedback, I didn't make it mean anything about me. I didn't make it mean anything about, you know, being a worthy human. I didn't make it mean anything about our team. I didn't make it mean anything about our membership. I didn't make it mean anything about our numbers or what might happen in the future. I took it as information. And so I know that circumstances don't dictate like my worth in the world or my humanness, right? So that was the first important step. Like I didn't make it mean anything about me or our business. I took it as information. I also know that I have a choice always about what I think, the thoughts that I have and my beliefs. I have that choice. I can't control what other people do, think, say, how they act, how they feel. I can't control that. I can control what thoughts I am going to give power to, what thoughts I'm going to prop up on the stage and say, yep, I'm going to give some energy to this thought. Versus, okay, so we all have crazy thoughts, right? Thoughts, we have so many thoughts in a day, and sometimes they seem like, where the hell did that thought come from? Like I have thoughts during the day that I'm like, huh, that's like gross, or that's weird, or like, what? That's crazy. But we do get to decide. So thoughts can come and go, and kind of thoughts can come out of nowhere, but we always get to decide what thoughts we're going to kind of give power to, and what thoughts we're going to allow just to kind of dissipate. So And that's a choice that we get to make. So, and I also know through coaching is that how I feel is always determined by my thoughts. So somebody's negative response to something that I did is never going to make me feel humiliation or disappointment or any of those lower vibration or lower energy thoughts or feelings. I'm sorry, those lower vibration emotions. What's going to cause that is my thought about that person's response. So it's not the person's words that are creating the feeling. It's my thoughts about the person's words that are creating my feelings. And because I know that, and I know that, okay, it's up to me, really. My feelings are up to me. That's emotional adulthood. And it doesn't always mean that I definitely have my moments. Don't get me wrong. I'm not perfect with this, but I do have that awareness. And so because I know that my thoughts create my feelings, and because I know that I have, you know, the option of whatever thoughts I want about my circumstance, I know how to navigate some shit that it would have used to just thrown me off my game, just plowed me, right? And so this is kind of how I did it. I would, you know, the thoughts would come, and I mean, my brain offered me many, many thoughts during the couple of days, especially that first day of launch and that second day as we were kind of brainstorming. My brain offered me all kinds of thoughts. Some of them were very useful and were going to be helpful. Some of them were not going to help me at all. And I didn't put any weight in those thoughts. I just let them go as soon as they came. So for example, and by the way, just because I had a thought that made me feel kind of, ugh, that wasn't a reason for me not to get curious about that thought. So a thought like, oh, we missed the mark on a couple of things. Okay, from that, I'm going to feel sort of some disappointment. That to me is very useful because then I can get curious, right? That disappointment doesn't feel great, but the other part about all of this is I am not afraid to process an emotion. I'm not afraid of feeling an emotion and processing it. I can handle some disappointment. I know how to process disappointment. And I have an episode, it was maybe 10 episodes back on this podcast. I walk you through the process of processing an emotion. So that might be a good one to revisit if this is speaking to you. Yeah. So I know that I can process that disappointment and that thought of, oh, we missed the mark. And I definitely, that is a thought that I had. Oh, okay, we missed the mark on a couple of things. That allowed me to feel disappointment and then from there to get curious. Okay, so from curiosity, how am I going to act? How am I going to show up? What am I going to do? What am I not going to do? And then all those actions are going to determine my result. Now, there was a thought, there were thousands of thoughts that came and went, but a thought like, oh, you suck, this is horrible. I knew that that thought just wasn't going to serve me. It's not going to be helpful. And I really had to decide like, well, what do I want my result to be? Okay, my result is for the majority of our members to really, really love this and to find incredible value. That's the result I want. Okay, so if I want that result, if I want the majority of our members, because I know that we can't please everybody, I know that. But if I want the majority of our members ridiculously happy about what we've created, how am I gonna, like, what would I have to do in order to have that be the case? What would I have to do to get that result? Well, I knew I was going to have to go in with just a full open heart and open mind and just really explore what are people saying? Where, you know, what do they think? What is the response? Let me go to the Facebook group. Let me look at all of the conversations that are happening. Let me go to the email and read all the emails that are coming in. Okay, let me understand this response. And for the people who were like partying, like, yeah, this is amazing, great, like, that's awesome, okay, I'm going to shelve that for a moment. And my focus goes on the people who are disappointed. Let me find out why. So I needed to put on my little like Columbo trench coat. I don't know if any of y'all used to watch Columbo, but I did and I loved it. So let me put on my Columbo trench coat and put on my investigator hat and go in and see, oh, okay, this is an area where people are really disappointed and this seems to be kind of the main problem right now. Okay, so then another thing I would have to do for my result to be for our membership to, or for what we've created to make the majority of our members ridiculously happy and find a ton of value, is that I would have to have a meeting with our team and discuss options and come up with solutions and really decide where to go from here and things that we could do relatively quickly to address these concerns. So I know that that would have to happen. And then we would need to implement that. And then we would need to communicate with our members that that has been done. So I knew what I needed to do to get to the result. I knew the actions I had to take to get the result. Okay, so in order for me to take those actions, because actions are always driven by your feelings. So what feeling was I going to have to take those particular actions? I knew that one of the feelings I was going to have was curiosity. Okay, curiosity. So then all I have to do is look at my circumstance. And in this case, I'm going to look at the disappointment and the people who are upset. And I'm going to, that is my circumstance. How can that circumstance be exactly the same, not changing that at all? But how can I then be curious about that circumstance? What am I going to have to believe? And what am I going to have to think that's going to generate a feeling of curiosity? So there were two thoughts that I was kind of trying on, because sometimes you just have to try on thoughts to see how they feel, right? So there was two in this case. The first one was, I believe in this. I believe in what we've done. I believe in what we've created. I believe in our business. I believe in our team. I believe in our community. I believe in our goals. I believe in our potential. I believe in what we released right now. I believe in it today, right? So I believe in this. Okay, so that was one thought. Okay, so I can think, I believe in this, and let's see how we can address these concerns. Okay, curious, boom. Okay, from that curiosity, then I could take those actions to create that result. Another thought was, I can handle this. I can handle this. I can totally figure this out. Me and our team, like, we can figure this out. We've done harder things. I can handle this. I can handle some disappointment. I can handle, like, you know, whatever feelings are coming up based on all the many, many thoughts I'm having. Like, I can feel this. I can handle this. I can do this. So those were kind of my two anchor thoughts that I knew were going to provide me with the fuel that I needed, which in that case was curiosity, to then take the actions and produce the result that I wanted. But see, this was all a very deliberate process for me. I was going into this on purpose. I wasn't just reacting to the response I was getting. I used to do that all the time. And I used to think that, okay, here's a circumstance that I can't change, and it feels like shit, and this person is the reason why I'm upset, and everything sucks, and I'm going to close my computer and go take a nap or go drink. I mean, that's what I used to do, right? But I know now not to react, and that is how, because I choose on purpose how I want to get through something. I choose on purpose how I want to feel. And that's what's so amazing about my coaching. Not only the coaching that I coach myself, but this is the coaching that I also teach in our group coaching. But it's like, you can decide on purpose what you want. You're in charge of the results. And so that's exactly what happened, right? So my model for this, and I've talked about this before in other episodes, but it's like circumstance, thought, feeling, action, and result. The circumstance is the thing, the shit that you can't control, right? The things you can't change right now. The thought or the belief is, you know, the thought is like a sentence in your brain. A belief is a thought you've had enough times that it forms a belief. Your thoughts fuel your feelings, right? Cannot have a feeling without having a thought first, and then your feelings fuel your actions, and then all of your actions make up the result. So I had an intentional kind of model that I wanted to create because I knew the result I wanted. And so from there, I was able to work backwards. And that's exactly what happened. I just decided, okay, I believe in this and I can handle this and we can figure this out. Right. So I decided on purpose. And from that point, then I went into it and I could really go in with compassion, with curiosity, with love, with grace, with like love and compassion for myself, love and compassion for our members, love and compassion for the people who were happy, love and compassion for the people who were unhappy, love and compassion for the portal, love and compassion for our membership. And I knew that that's you know, that's where I wanted to come from. That's what I wanted to sort of fuel me. Love, compassion, curiosity, and just stay in that. Now, that doesn't mean that over the course of those couple of days, there weren't thoughts that came up that really stung. they definitely did. Excuse me. I didn't have to process them, but I wanted to process when those thoughts came up. It was like, okay, I'm not going to put a lot of weight in that, but I think that thought is also kind of true right now. And so I'm going to process that feeling. I'm going to process the disappointment or a thought that I had, and I mentioned it, but we didn't quite, like, we kind of missed the mark on a couple of things. That one kept coming up, and I'm like, oh, okay. That feeling is disappointment, right? And then that disappointment, I'm not going to act from that disappointment. I know that I'm going to pause. I'm going to process the disappointment, and then I'm going to move on. I'm not going to take any actions from disappointment. So if I'm feeling disappointed and I'm reading these comments and I'm reading this feedback and I'm hearing people get upset and I'm feeling disappointed, that's my cue to stop, walk away from the computer, walk away from the phone, process this disappointment, go get a glass of water, step outside, go in the sunshine, and just I allowed myself to feel that and allowed myself to process that. And then I would come back. And then I would come back and look to my anchor thoughts for those days. I believe in this. And I can handle this. I can figure this out. Right. So that's not, you know, because we have so many thoughts that it's not about just ignoring all the negative thoughts and kind of embracing all of the positive thoughts. That's not it at all. That's toxic positivity. And that's not helpful. We don't want to resist thoughts that are coming up. There's room for all of them. But you get to decide how much kind of weight you put in each of them. And you get to decide, is that going to be helpful? So a thought like we missed the mark and feeling disappointment is going to, you know, that might be helpful, right? That's going to allow me to process some of this. But a thought like you suck, what did you think? This wasn't going to work. You know, this was way too big of a project to take on. You're not, you know, you're going to fail. Like those type of thoughts, I'm not going to put any weight in that shit. I'll be like, okay, I hear you. That's not helpful, but I hear that. That's not helpful. And that can go, right? So I'm not resisting those thoughts. I'm not like, no, 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 no. Everything's fine. Everything's great. Everything is wonderful. Everything is perfect. Everything happens for a reason. No, I'm not resisting it. I'm allowing those thoughts to come in. I'm just not putting much stock into them. And I'm not relying on those thoughts to, those thoughts definitely wouldn't get me the result I wanted. So therefore I know that they can come and they can also go. And then I get to choose the ones on purpose that will ultimately get the result that I want. Help me get the result that I want. So that's how I did it. And I hope that this was helpful for you. And this is something that you can use. I mean, and that's why I wanted to share this. And I know that this is kind of a personal, very in-depth episode about this launch, but I wanted to give you real insight into kind of my process that allows me to get the result that I want and do it in a way that feels healthy and that feels good and that I feel supported and that also our members feel good about and our team feels good about, because it's not just me here. I have a team standing with me. We have members, right, that we want to take care of. We have people who haven't signed up yet that, you know, hopefully will sign up. Like we have a whole community. And so it's not just about me either. So because I've been able to do this kind of work on purpose, I've been able to be an example as well to our members, to our community, and to our team. And so I wanted to share that with you. And so here's kind of the takeaway from this. You get to decide always about how you think and feel about something. Now, that's not to say you get to decide, right? Nobody else gets to decide that for you. It's not always helpful to just feel the positive stuff and to think thoughts that are going to create positive emotions. And it's not always appropriate either, right? Sometimes feeling those hard emotions is very helpful and it's very appropriate. But you get to decide and you get to do it on purpose. And you always get to choose, like, how do you want to show up? What results do you want? How do you want to feel while you're doing this? Right? Because there were so many thoughts available to me that I probably would have, like, our team and I probably would have come up with similar solutions to the issues. But depending on what I chose to believe and think during this time, it wouldn't have felt very good. Right, to myself, to my team, and to our community and to our members. So it's not only about the result, but it's sort of like, well, how do you want to feel along the way as well? And you really get to decide that on purpose. And then really start to playing around. Okay, what result do you want? What are you going to have to do to get there? How do you want to feel while you're working on it? Okay, you know all that stuff. Now you get to decide what thoughts you're going to have, what beliefs you're going to have, and what thoughts you're going to put your attention on and give some energy to about the circumstances in your lives, about the things that you can't control in the moment. Okay. Awesome. That was really fun to talk about that process. I'm really glad that I did this. And I don't know when you're listening to this. So I'm recording this on February 22nd. And on February 27th, I am going to Africa with Luann, and we are so, so, so excited. And so my group coaching is going to be on hold until April. And when I get back, I'm really excited. I would like to, when I get back, eventually open up some other coaching days, because right now there's one day that we do our group coaching, and it's Wednesdays. And then the time kind of goes back and forth between an early and a late session so that people in different time zones can get a chance to hop on the group coaching calls. But I would like to add a day eventually. But even if you are curious about joining Plant Fueled Life or curious about my coaching, join us anyways. And all of the replays of all of our past sessions are in the portal, so you can always check those out too. I will link to Plant Fueled Life so that you can learn more about it. I will also link to the launch if you want to watch that as well in the show notes. All right. I hope that you have a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful day, and I will talk to you soon. Bye.
Thanks so much for listening. If you enjoy this podcast, I would love it if you could rate and review it. That would mean a lot. And if you want to learn more about our whole food plant-based meal plans, head on over to our website, cleanfooddirtygirl.com, and check them out. You can also pick up a ton of plant-based recipes and resources and get inspired to celebrate human imperfection, because none of us are perfect. None of us, promise. And isn't that a relief? Oh my gosh. Okay, have a beautiful week, and I'll talk to you again soon. Dreamer, come alive. Come alive in my body.